In the winter of 1942, Europe held its breath. The Allied forces faced a brutal truth. The Axis war machine had momentum, discipline, and a terrifying sense of inevitability. But strategy is rarely about brute force. It's about patience, deception, and timing. In the snows of Stalingrad and the deserts of North Africa, the Allied command began to rewrite the rules of modern warfare. These battles would not merely break armies, they would shift the fate of the world. He moved like poetry and played like thunder.
He would glide through the stadium. He would glide through a restaurant.
Joe DiMaggio wasn't simply a ball player. He was the heartbeat of an era. In wartime America, he was hope. In peacetime, he was excellence. From center field to the cultural spotlight, DiMaggio became a symbol of something rare, the quiet pursuit of greatness. But like many powerful and famous men, he had a weakness, women, and one in particular named Marilyn Monroe. Sarah and Mark bought their fixer-upper for the price of a used SUV. And today, they're ready to make it a place they actually enjoy living in.
I'm ready.
Open concepts, bold colors, and a surprise hidden behind the drywall.
It wasn't on the original plans.
We'll turn this modest ranch into a show-stopping, family-ready home. On this episode of Hot Rod Rehab, we take a car that's been rotting in Rick's garage since the Clinton administration and try to turn it into something that won't embarrass him at stoplights.
You've got to be kidding!
Sparks will fly, tempers will flare. And Rick, well, Rick's gonna learn why you don't fix an engine with duct tape. Brookhaven. A town where nothing ever changed. Not the neighbors, not the routine, not the secrets. But on a cold October morning, police walked into a house so ordinary it was almost invisible. Inside, they discovered a story that had been unfolding for decades, one carefully hidden behind polite smiles and trimmed hedges. Evil, it turns out, doesn't always knock. Sometimes, it waits.